Tampa Bay, WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay, WZHR Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen. There's a river I want to swim in. There's a river I want to live in. It's the river of anointing. It's the river, oh, the river of God. There's a river,
there's a river
I wanna swim in.
I wanna swim in.
There's a river,
there's a river
I wanna live in.
I wanna.
It's the river,
it's the river,
river of the North.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And we're very glad to be with you on the air. And me in particular, I'm glad to be back in this chair. And I always miss it when I'm not able to be here. I was out of town last week. And so it's a joy to be back here. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister today, along with Betty and Cindy from Indiana, and our Indiana contingent up there, people that used to be in my church that I pastored up there, and part of our radio team. And you're just excited to be here with you, bringing the Word of God to you this day. We've got a great subject. This is Thanksgiving season, and we're just glad to be able to talk about that today. And we've got a great, exciting scripture to talk to you about. And as always, wonderful contemporary Christian music that will bless you. And our goal always on Living the Good Life, these 9 years, we're in our ninth year, every single Sunday afternoon. And our goal is always to bring you the Word of God that will lift you up and change you and bring you into His presence and cause you to have an amazing spiritual time today, be uplifted by the Word of God, be strengthened by the Word of God, be encouraged by the Word of God, all of it. That's our goal. And, you know, God does that week after week. He does bring all that together. So it is a joy to be able to do that. I've got Nan in there, just kind of going to be doing some poems probably as God leads, etc. But before Betty and Cindy get on here, Nan, let me ask you a question. Did you have a good time yesterday?
Oh, I had a great time yesterday.
What happened yesterday, Nan?
Our Beacon of Hope Ministries had our Thanksgiving dinner. It was great.
Yes.
Great food. I loved the ham.
Oh,
I don't know who did the ham.
I did, so I'm glad that you asked.
Did you really? Oh, I wouldn't have said that. No, I'm joking. I love ham, and that
you
ham
really didn't know,
very,
huh?
I did not.
Okay, but you know what? It's a joy to be able to have the fellowship with our body of believers, and this ministry, we're in our 15th year, so that had to be our 14th or 15th Thanksgiving dinner that we've done. And we always do it the Saturday before Thanksgiving each year, especially for folks who don't have a place to go. And this is our time of fellowship. But I tell you, my home was full of people and food yesterday.
Yeah, well, I must say that Pastor Ray, Pastor Jim and Ray,
yes,
did a wonderful job with the turkey.
Didn't they?
Turkeys.
Well, yeah, we
multiples.
Have to have multiple after it with that many people. Yes, we do. And yes, we did. And it was just fun. So, you know, if you're in the Tampa Bay area or you come and you visit, we'd love for you to join us for our Friday night gathering. Coming in January, we're going to switch it to Wednesday night for people whose work schedules conflict with the Friday night. And we'll tell you more about that. But for right now, it's our Friday night gathering, and it is every Friday night at 6:30 at 3580 Almerton Road in Clearwater. So if you're local and want to come and join us and be a part of a family that really loves God and loves the Word of God, then we welcome you on Friday nights at 6:30. And we do fun things like dinners and parties and beach time. And we had some new people there for the first time at one of our dinners last night. Nan. And, you know, it was kind of fun listening to some of you all tell them how much stuff we do during the year. Because, you know, a church family is not just getting together and worshiping God, but it's also having a good time and good friendships, isn't it?
It is. Kind of along that whole vein of thought there, I was involved with a wedding, you know, a couple weeks ago. You were too.
Yes.
And one of the individuals involved told me their mother said, I can see how, because there were several church people, I can see how close your church is.
Yes.
That is so nice to
oh,
see.
Oh, that's cool.
And she could see that just in the few
we're
of
friends.
Us that were there.
Yes.
We're friends. We
yes.
have a good time.
And some of you out there may be saying, well, you know, I've been disillusioned about going to church. We're really not a standard church, especially anymore, since we gave up our building about a year and a half ago. Felt like God was wanting us to do something different. We've expanded the radio ministry, and we're going to be expanding it more in the year to come, in the new year. So, you know, we are trying to reach as many people for Jesus. That is what Beacon of Hope is all about, bringing the Word of God to you in a way that you can understand it, in a way that blesses your heart, in a way that excites you and brings you up out of whatever issues are going on in your life. Our goal is always to bring you the Word of God that changes our hearts. So let's start with prayer today, and then we will hear from Betty and Cindy very shortly, I'm sure. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to be on the air with our friends and family scattered in different parts of the United States and around the globe. Lord, what an opportunity this is. And we cherish this time to be able to bring the Word of God in such a way that people get it, they understand it, and they desire the Word, and they need it. And so, Lord, today, just reach down into those hearts wherever people are listening, or later when they listen to this show on our website. Let it bless them. Let them be drawn closer to you because of your word that comes forth today. Lord, we are grateful for this opportunity, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. In Jesus' name, this we pray, amen and amen. All right, we're going to kick this show off today with a song by Brian Duncan, and the title of it is I See You.
I see you watching over me every day another way. That I can see your love, and I see you looking out for me. All I want to do is thank you. Under a bridge or up on a mountain, see you in everything, like stars I'm counting. The streets of gold or just mud and gravel, you're always with me on this road I travel. Straight and narrow, goes up and down, and don't leave a place for me to turn around in. And I can make it cause you're waving me through, yeah. I see the signs that I do find you. I see you watching over me, and every day another way. Or none to speak of. No way I'm gonna lose. I trust in your love. Whatever comes, I'd rather face it all together. I see a clue, know it's you. I remember. I see you watching over me every day another way. That I can see your love.
And that's right. And why
great song, isn't it? Woo! Brian Duncan, love that song. I see you watching over me and looking out for me. All I want to do is thank you, thank you. Betty, is that you on the air with me?
Yeah, that's me, Pastor. How are you?
I heard that little, I was guessing, is it Betty or Cindy? And then I heard that little cough, and I figured you're still getting over all the creepy crud you've had, so it must be you, right?
Yeah, it's me. And I apologize. I will be coughing periodically.
All right. Well, you've been very ill, and we are very glad that you are bouncing back after open-heart surgery and over after all this creepy crud you've had. And we just thank God right now that the coughing will be a minimum, and you'll be able Amen. To share what God wants you to share today on the air. You know, I was in Texas last weekend and missed being on the show, and it's so good to be back in this chair here in the control room and getting ready to have an amazing show talking about God's goodness and why we should be thankful today, Betty. And there is so much to be thankful for. And actually, our Buccaneers here, our football team, are actually ahead of the Eagles right now by a little bit. And that's a good thing to be thankful for, Betty.
That's a miracle.
It's a miracle. I know. God's working miracles right here.
I'm sorry. I'm a football fan. So, yeah, that is definitely a miracle.
I know. Isn't it?
There's
a lot to be thankful for today. Yeah. And, Nan, did you get something during that song? She's wanting to say she got a poem here. And then, Betty, I'm coming right back to you. We're going to Psalm 100, Betty. We're going to start off right there. Not what I originally told you. You know how God changes things, Betty. So we're going to Psalm 100. Go ahead, Nan.
Scott, I am watching over you. Believe that I am watching over you. I do have your best interest at heart.
Amen.
I am watching you and am with you. For you, from you, I will never choose to depart.
Mm-hmm.
I see all that concerns you, precious one. I am looking for all that does concern you. I am with you and will always be there. Through your difficulties, you will make it through. You bring me much delight. You are so special. I will always be with you and take care of you. You will be fine with all that you face, for I am here. Always believe that this fact is so true.
Yes, amen. Boy, Betty, isn't that good to hear from God and know that He is always with us? And especially everything that you've just recently been through in the last 2 months. I tell you, knowing that God's right there with you has probably made all the difference in the world, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I said it's a... sometimes I think that we take a lot of things that we have for granted. And one of the things that I always took for granted was that, you know, I walk around and I do what I want, I exercise, I eat what I want, and that's not always necessarily true. And what I'm coming about with this is that I took for granted that I was still breathing.
Right.
I took for granted that my heart continued to beat no matter what I did.
Right.
So after the surgery, I had a whole new outlook. It changed me emotionally. Of course, it changed me physically.
Sure.
But it changed me emotionally and spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm getting at is that I don't take for granted anymore the beating of my heart keeps going.
Right.
That I keep breathing.
Yeah.
That I'm able to walk and not stumble, that I'm able to walk and breathe in God's presence in everything that I do, that He's with us no matter where we go or what we do or what we've been through.
Right.
And without Him and the prayer and the prayers of God's people, it's amazing what transpires when you go through a major event such as that.
Yes.
And
yes.
You have so much to be thankful for that we do. We take a lot for granted, Pastor.
We do.
And Nan.
We do. And, you know, so often, Betty, we just think, oh, you know, I'm always going to be this healthy or this strong, and then something happens, and we kind of come back to reality of, wow, you know, we are dependent on God for every day and every breath. And I'm glad you shared that. I have a little bookmark on my Bible, and I just opened to it. It's a little picture of a little dachshund, which I have a little dachshund, you know, Zoe Grace. And it's not her on this bookmark, but it's somebody that looks just like her. And it says, God is with you, rain or shine. And then at the bottom, it says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you, Hebrews 13:5. What a great reminder. Rain or shine, no matter what happens in our lives, God is with us. And I know, because I talked to you a lot, and I talked to you, of course, a lot as you were going through everything that you went through in the hospital. But I know that you went through a difficult time, but God never left you, correct?
Never.
There were
times that it's an emotional roller coaster.
Right.
What I went through, I can't speak for anyone else but myself, that there were times that when I was walking around the hallways, and I'm thinking, God, where are you?
Yeah.
Why can't I see you?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, look around you. I mean, as you walk around the hallways, look around you. These people need me.
Right.
And it's like, okay, God.
Yeah.
Where are you with me? And he goes, you don't understand.
Yeah.
I'm right here with you right now. And he was holding me as I was walking through the hallway.
Sure.
I couldn't. There were times that I know my daughter Megan and my husband Joe are thinking, you know, what is wrong with you? You've got to get up and walk, or they're not going to let you out of here.
Right.
Well, there were times that I thought he had left me, that there were times that was that more those down times. It was one of those times where there was a lot of pain involved.
Right.
And you know, even through the pain, even through the agony that I went through, someone always said something. God always sent someone to say something.
Yes, he does
or
that.
Or to give me something or to encourage me. And I think one of the things that we brought up a couple weeks ago was that I had drain tubes. And maybe I don't want to gross people out, but I actually had two drain tubes in my body
right.
that would help drain the liquid off my lungs. And I forget, I don't remember that, but I remember Megan telling me that the nurse says, where's your warrior spirit?
Right.
And at that time, Megan said, I came up out of the bed and I stood up on my own.
She told me about it that day. Yeah.
Day after surgery.
Day after your open heart surgery. Yeah.
Yep. And Megan goes, there's the warrior that I know.
Right.
And it wasn't me, people. It was God that lifted me up out of that bed, put me on my 2 feet so that this fluid could drain.
That's right.
That's how close we can be with God and be thankful that he is with us no matter what we're going through.
Amen. It is so much to be thankful for. Your story. Cindy has just joined us. Are you there, Cindy?
I am.
Good to hear your voice. My dear friends up in Indiana. Yes. Isn't it good to hear Betty? Oh, my gosh. Yes. She's been through a lot. And, you know, we're going to read Psalm 100 here in just a minute. It's only 5 verses, but it is packed with the call to give thanks. And, you know, in everything, Betty, you've been through. And, Cindy, all the things that you go through on a daily basis and I do with our jobs, our kids, our grandkids and Betty too, with all of that also, and our dear listeners out there, we want to drive home the point today that we need to be in an attitude of gratitude for where we are, what God has brought us through, where we're headed, the path we're on. Cindy, do you want to comment on that before we get to Psalm 100, and then we'll get back to Betty too in a minute? Go ahead.
It's just overwhelming to me.
It is.
It really is. To Betty's story alone is so overwhelming, how God put that peace in all of us to know that she was going to be okay.
That's right.
We've learned to trust him.
Amen.
And believe that he's going to be there to take care of us. And her her the whole story of what she's went through has just put me in a different frame of mind.
Praise God.
A different gratitude attitude every day. I mean, it really did make me put my life in order and look and say, if this happened to me and it's God's will and he takes me home, you know, do I have everything in order? It really, it had a traumatic effect over my life.
Wow.
And please forgive me for emotion
No. You go right ahead. We're big on emotion around here, aren't we, Nan?
I want to share something real quick. Just
go
to
ahead.
Get this off my chest.
Go ahead.
My mother just left here, which interrupted my prayer time prior to going on the show. So this past week, I've been going through, about 2 weeks now, this family drama that keeps coming back around, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was I felt like I was being persecuted, which is a continual thing. Persecution to me as an individual. And in through all of this, backstabbing and all of that, this same issue keeps coming up as my Christianity.
Uh-huh.
And they question my belief. They question my walk with God, and it makes me angry.
Yeah.
It gets me defensive, you know, like, who are you to question my relationship with God?
Right.
You don't know what we have. You don't know what I go through.
Mm-hmm.
They have no clue. So I get angry. I lash out, which is the human in me.
Right.
And then I, you know, I rein it back in, and then I'm like, give it to God. He'll work it all out. Well, so my mom shows up on my doorstep today only to ask me, please don't be angry with me. I don't want you to be mad at me. And so I let her have it. I mean, you know, I let her know my feelings. I don't hold back. I let her know everything I'm feeling and that I'm grateful that she's my mother.
Wow.
I'm grateful to have her in my life. But I refuse to let you and these others involved treat me like this.
Very good. There you go.
You know, I had to, it was very powerful. And I still feel like nothing really got resolved other than I let her know, you know, I love you. I forgive you. I'm not angry with you. I'm just so upset about the whole thing about everybody's attitude towards their attitude towards me as an individual and my walk with God.
Right.
I'm just having a hard time dealing with that. You know, I gave it to him, but I'm just thankful that he's there to listen to me.
Amen.
And for me to give me comfort and understanding, try to understand what these people are thinking.
Right.
You know, what is going on that we can't all just be, I told her, your fairy tale of this loving family, everybody's getting along and happy, happy is just, it's just not reality.
Yeah,
Sorry. I do my part, but if others don't do theirs, it's just not reality.
Well, but the good.
And I feel so sorry because it's so hard for her to understand. She just doesn't understand why
she
can't
understand.
Everybody just get along.
But, you know, the forgiveness did happen and you were able to communicate, and that's a good thing that you were able to say how you were feeling, and you appreciate the fact that she came to you. I mean, I hear a lot of positive things happening right there. Betty, did you want to comment on this before we get to Psalm 100?
Well, I think that in the next few days, weeks, and months to come, that people are going to see Christ in us.
Right.
That we have to continue to stay in God's word.
Yes.
To praise him.
Yes.
To give him the highest praise.
Mm-hmm.
So that we will not be overcome by the world. And we've got to stay strong. We've got to keep our eyes focused on the Lord.
Amen.
And I think that when I want people to see Christ in me.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way I can do that is to be filled with him.
Amen.
And show the world that I am who I say I am.
Right.
And he is I am. And he is the God that gives me strength. He's the God that I'm thankful for because he died for me.
Yes.
And that's why I'm thankful.
Woo! Which, yes. All right. This is all going to tie together here very well here in just a moment. Psalm 100 in the NIV says this, five little verses, and it says, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness." I love that. "Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name." Verse 5, I love it. One of my favorite verses in the whole Bible. "For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." And it is so important at this Thanksgiving season, getting ready to move into the Christmas season, that we applaud God, that we acknowledge him, that we give him thanks for seeing us through these things that happen in our lives. Betty, the surgery that you just went through. Cindy, the family problems that you're going through. Each of us, all of the things we struggle with on a daily basis, work-related, kids, you know, relationships, whatever it might be, finances. When we start our day, enter his presence with an attitude of gratitude, knowing that he is the Lord God and he made us. We're his sheep. And so we enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And I'll tell you, Cindy and Betty, this, and I've applied this for so many years, when things look the worst in our lives, when things are not going well, when it seems like people are persecuting us, and they rightly probably are, when disease has hit us or a need for a surgery, when we begin to just burst into thanksgiving, things change. Cindy, comment on that, and then we'll get to Betty for that. For the Lord is good.
Well, the immediate benefit is that we get blessed.
Amen.
We start praising him in the midst of this junk and giving him gratitude and praise.
Yes, yes.
Whether it be through music or prayer, whatever we do, then we can come out of that junk. Our heart is lifted. He takes off the cloak of sadness. And,
yes.
And it's a great benefit to us to start that thanksgiving and praise because we're the one that gets blessed from it.
Oh, we certainly do.
We don't have to carry that junk around on us.
And isn't it interesting how this commandment to enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise, give thanks to him, praise his name, for the Lord is good. This commandment is really a game changer no matter what we're going through. Right, Betty? Because you have just been through weeks of physical difficulties, let's just say. You've been through it. And when you do this, doesn't it change your life?
Most definitely. I think one of the things that...
That was the right answer, Betty. That was the right answer.
Was it? Okay, good. I'll be invited back.
Yes, you will. Most definitely was her answer. Yeah.
And I would tell you what happens with praise is that I was in the emergency room for the second time going through very low oxygen level and yada, yada, yada. And my daughter, Megan, sent a song to the lady that was with me in the emergency room along with my husband, Joe.
Okay.
And, I mean, I was, I actually thought I was passing away.
Okay.
Couldn't get my breath, in a lot of pain, headed back down to St. Vincent for the second time, the hospital in Indianapolis.
Right.
And this song, and this is what praise will do. You could be at it couldn't get any worse than this. But when you start praising God, and this music came on, and for the life of me, the song title just totally just left my brain.
Okay.
But it just kept playing over. And it wasn't on, it just kept playing over.
Right.
Over and over again.
Right.
And when I started praising God, my O2 level came up.
Woo!
I mean, this is what happens, people. I mean, this is just me. This is just old Betty from Indiana. And that it can change. It can take a horrible situation. You can be in the darkest of the dark. You know, put on the garment of praise.
Yes.
Okay, for the spirit of heaviness.
Amen.
Lift up your voice to God.
Amen.
Praise with the spirit and with understanding.
Yes.
Oh, magnify the Lord.
Yes.
And
Psalm 30.
It was just amazing what a music can do.
Amen.
But also the presence of God.
Yes.
Was so prevalent sometimes in the room. And I've said this last couple weeks ago, too, is that when people came in, they said, we like coming in here.
Whoa.
And I go, it's okay. It's all right. Because I said, I know why.
Yeah.
And I told them, I said, the presence of God is here.
Woo!
And it was after we prayed and after we praised God for, you know, another day. I mean, that's how simplistic it got, is praising God.
Yes.
Just to have another day.
Amen. Amen. Wow. And it is a game changer. It is a life changer. Cindy, comment on that. Woo, I love this. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. Wow.
And that is the most important thing I think that I have learned to be grateful for, is to have another day.
Yes.
To be able to really get up and be able to go to work those long hours and make the drive and feel good and not have any health problems and be able to do this day after day and receive the blessings of the hard work put in.
Right.
And be able to get up the next day and say, wow, I made it another day. And today, just ask God to see me through another day. And there's days when the struggle's so real and I'm so tired.
Right.
Say, God, I need strength. And I need energy, and I need it now so that I can finish my day.
Yes.
And just call on him, you know, in those times of weariness, and he answers.
Amen.
So every day that I get a response, I get up, and I'm grateful that he's allowed me to get up and do another day.
Amen.
And that I don't have the health problems, or that I didn't endure a tragedy on the highway, or nothing happened. The protection. I'm grateful every day for the protection he gives me to allow me to go and face the world another day.
And the reason he does that, Cindy and Betty, is really found in verse 3 of Psalm 100. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. I'm going to read that in the Message Bible, and it says this. Know this. God is God, and God, he made us. We didn't make him. We're his people, his well-tended sheep. And when we realize that we are his kids, it's just like all three of us are mothers and all three of us are grandmothers, okay? And we realize that when those kids grow up and have their own spouse and then they have kids, that, yeah, they're ours too, but they've got a level between us and those grandkids called parents. And those parents are the ones directly responsible, you know? And here with God, he is our Father. He made us, and he's looking out for us no matter what we're going through, whether it's open heart surgery, whether it's difficulties in families, whether it's financial things, whether it's relationship problems, whatever it is, he made us. We didn't make him. We're his people, his well-tended sheep. Betty, talk to me about that. That just blesses me when I read Psalm 100, verse 3, every time I do. He's God, and we're his, you know?
That's right, and we're his forever.
Yes.
Because we were uniquely and wonderfully made. We were made in his image.
Right.
And I remember in children's church years ago that just another simplistic statement is that God don't make no junk.
Right. There you go.
And it was just a,
very simplistic statement, you know, from Children's Church.
Right.
But it still stands true, is that no matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, that God still loves you. He
Amen.
Made you. And we take, and I think sometimes Pastor and Cindy and Nan, we even take that for granted, is that when we're said that we're made in His image, is that He made us unique. He made us priceless.
Yes, He did.
He made us to serve Him, to worship Him. And I want to do that to the best of my ability, especially now, you know, maybe in the next few years, weeks and months to come. We don't know if He's coming back. Prepared and be ready and know that when God made me, He didn't make no junk.
That's right.
And he's still with us. He still loves us the same. So it's just one of the, just another miracle, Pastor.
It is.
Cindy. It is. It is.
It is.
We are, I mean, consider birth or having a child is a miracle.
Right. Yeah.
And that's the way we have to look at it, is a miracle.
Absolutely.
God, I mean, Cindy's a miracle. You're a miracle. Nan's a miracle. I'm a miracle.
Absolutely. So that's why the psalmist says in Psalm 100, verse 1, in the Message Bible, he says, on your feet now, applaud God. You know, we don't do that enough. We applaud, you know, at a game, at a ball game. We applaud when some of us go to the Rays games and they actually hit the ball. And no, they really had a pretty good season, actually. Or or with the Bucks games and someone catches it and runs into the end zone. Hey, wow, we applaud, you know. And in Psalm 100, verse 1, it says, on your feet now, applaud God. And the Message Bible says, bring a gift of laughter. This is verse 2 of Psalm 100. Bring a gift of laughter. Sing yourselves into His presence. Cindy, talk to me about that. Bring a gift of laughter. Sing yourselves into His presence before we go to this next song. Bring a gift of laughter. Woo!
And what I'm sitting here thinking, personally, one of my hang-ups, and probably a lot of people's, is we put too much emphasis on what others think about
yes.
us. What
yes.
others think about our behavior.
Right.
Or what they think about what we're made of. Or it's just like my situation and question in my walk with God. Who
right.
are they to judge that? Who
That's
are they
right.
to question when I already know what
right.
I'm made of? I already know what that relationship is, and I know what God thinks about me. And as we've said, He thinks I'm wonderful.
That's right.
He made me in His image. I am priceless.
Amen.
So, He just put that into my spirit, that it does not matter what other people think.
Yes.
All that matters, yes, we need to behave a certain way. I understand that, be Jesus-like. But
right.
their impression of us is irrelevant.
That's right.
Because all that matters is what we believe God thinks about us.
And so often...
And what we know.
Right. And so often, they are trying to control us, whoever they are. Listeners out there, wherever you are in radio land, you can probably kind of connect with this that we're talking about, because so many people in our lives are, they want us to conform to exactly the way they think we should behave in whatever area it might be, what job we should have or who we should marry or what friends we should have or not have or what church we should go to or not go. A lot of times we're surrounded with family and peer group, et cetera, who try to put their ideas on us of how we should behave or react. And you know, it's interesting to me that Psalm 100 starts out with, get up on your feet and applaud God and bring a gift of laughter and sing yourselves into His presence. When we are bowed down by the opinions of others, audience out there, wherever you are, listen to this. When we are allowing the opinions of others to keep us from becoming everything that God wants us to be, it's time to break out of those chains. And you do that by getting on your feet, applauding God, bringing a gift of laughter, and singing yourself into his presence. Woo! Betty, talk to me about that real quick. You got 1 minute before we go to this song. Go ahead.
Well, I think that laughter brings joy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Laughter brings, it changes your whole attitude. It changes the whole situation. And you were talking about what people think. I mean, we could make a whole nother show on how to deal with what people think.
Right.
Is that we should care. We should not care what other people think of us, because the only person that really matters or should matter in our life is what God thinks of us.
That's exactly right.
And when I look in the mirror, I want,
yes.
When I look back at myself in the mirror, I see a reflection.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to see in that mirror is what I want God to see.
Amen.
And if I'm sad, if I'm down in the dumps, if I'm worried about this, and I had a lot of anxiety coming out of the surgery, is when I looked in the mirror, I could see God saying back to me,
right,
what I see in you is perfection.
Yeah.
What I see in you is something that I made.
Right.
And that whatever you're going through is not coming from me, my dear. It's coming from the world, which would be Satan. Whatever that is you're going through, I'm not giving you that. I want you to stand up, and I want you to overcome this. I want, because you are an overcomer. And
Woo.
That's what we want the listeners to see today.
Yes.
Is that they can overcome.
Amen.
Whatever situation that they're in through the blood of Jesus Christ, through the Son of God.
Woo.
God is God, and God is love. Woo.
Therefore, we should give thanks. And dear listeners, give thanks with us as you listen to this song by Myron Lefevre, one of my favorites. Great song. Give thanks.
Say I am rich.
Love that song. Love that song. Nan, what do you have there? Give thanks with a grateful heart.
I love that song. I haven't heard that one in a long time.
Yes.
Give thanks unto me at this very time because I've given you the gift of my son.
Mm-hmm.
Your eternal salvation has been bought. Accept the gift, for it has been done.
Mm.
Give me thanks with a grateful heart. Close your eyes. Sing to me from deep within. You may feel weak, but you can do it, for I'm here upon whom you can depend.
Oh, very good. That's right there. What we're talking about, Betty and Cindy, is just giving thanks no matter what it looks like. You know, verses 4 and 5 of Psalm 100, let's go there, and then we'll go to Betty and Cindy for comments here. I love this in the Message Bible. Psalm 100, verse 4 says this in the Message Bible, because it just relates to all of us today that have computers. Enter with the password, thank you. That I love that. Enter with the password, thank you. Make yourselves at home talking praise. Thank him, worship him. For God is sheer beauty, all generous in love, loyal always and ever. There's so much meat right there in these five verses, Psalm 100. But Psalm 100, verse 4, one more time, in the NIV says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. But in the Message Bible, it says, enter with the password, thank you. Make yourselves at home talking praise. Thank him and worship him. Cindy, does that just bless you? That specific instruction on how to overcome whatever's going on in our lives, enter with the password, thank you. Woo.
During the song, the Lord brought back to remembrance all the things that I have gone through in my life that I've overcome.
Amen.
And Betty's statement in what she was saying about being an overcomer.
Yeah.
And he said, you overcame that, and you overcame that,
yeah.
And you overcame that. Thank me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
He was there for me
yes.
through every trial.
Yes.
Every trial, I survived it because I'm an overcomer.
Right. Yes.
But that's only because of his love
yes.
for me that I was able to overcome those situations and be here strong in faith today and say, whatever hits me, I will overcome that too.
Amen. And you know, Cindy and Betty, we have been talking to our listeners, but I really want to direct this to our listeners right now. This is not something we're saying that is scripted. This is not something we're saying that we got together and planned or anything like this. This is coming straight off of our hearts right now. This isn't even the passage I was going to teach on today. Okay. This is for you out there in radio land. Somebody out there needs to hear that. Yes, struggles are common to all of us. Pain, disease, surgeries, emotional trauma, family problems, work issues, marriage issues. Everybody goes through difficult times in our lives. It's what we do with those difficult times that matters. And when you enter God's presence with the password, thank you. Thank you, God, that no matter how it feels or how it looks, I know you have the answer. Then God will move in your situation, dear listener. Betty, talk to us and to our listeners, will you?
Well, in contemplating what that scripture was meaning, thank you is a respectful way to acknowledge a gift or even a testimony.
Okay, good.
Of what God has given you.
Yeah.
Megan and I had an in-depth discussion this week about what we've been through.
Okay.
Where we've come and what are we going to do with it?
There you go.
And with the passing of Grayson, with the passing of a couple of our animals, and I know that sounds inept, but it hits us. It hits home with us.
Well, sure.
With the surgery, with being hit with different things throughout these last couple of years, is that God has taken our trials and turned them into a testimony.
Amen. Amen.
With Grayson's passing, you know, what did you get out of this, Megan, that
she's stronger.
Yes.
She was more dependent on God than she has ever been in her entire life.
Amen.
That God has given her the ability to share that supposed trial that she turned into a testimony into something that has helped maybe numbers we don't know, but has helped people through that same situation.
Yes, absolutely.
And what will happen in the next few days, months, and weeks to come is that as people listen to our shows, is that they will see a pattern in these next few days, weeks, and months to come, is that how thankful we are for just the small things. Because, you know, Pastor and Cindy and Nan, God, even though we may not see it now, God has something bigger and better for us in these days, weeks, and months to come.
Oh, absolutely.
It may not be what we want, but when we pray and say, God, your perfect will be done, thank you for keeping. I mean, can you imagine what God has kept us from?
Right. Exactly.
You know, I may have had open heart surgery, but Lord only knows what God kept from happening to me, which is death.
Right. You could have died if you had not had that surgery.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
I mean,
serious situation.
I mean, it was very serious, but if you can just look beyond the problems or the situations that you're in, see God working in that situation, give it to him.
Amen.
And let him work. It may not be in our timing, but it will be in God's timing. And it may take a day, it may take a week, it may take months. We may never see the outcome.
Right.
But we know that the outcome will give God all the glory.
Amen. Woo. Good stuff. Cindy talked to us about that before we come down on the end of this first hour here.
Yeah, and in regards to not knowing the outcome or not ever seeing it, that's been on my spirit a lot lately. You know, I think about certain people that I've prayed for over the years, and I see the result of the prayers, and I look and I say, wow, she really changed, or that thing in their life is gone, or I hope my prayers made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't help but feel like, you know, God puts us in places and situations, and he brings us through this stuff. And there's times I just sit back and I wonder, what was the effect on that person, or what was my part in that?
Right.
It's just like being on the radio. We don't know who we're going to touch, who
That's
we're
right.
going to affect.
That's right.
Who's going to be listening, or what that one thing we might say, what difference it's going to make in someone's
Amen.
Life.
Amen.
We have no idea a lot of times the outcome of our gesture, behavior, or our word.
Right.
I don't know. There's so much going on that we don't see, that we don't know.
And exactly.
Like Betty said, God holds back from us. Things we hope for, wish for, we can't even imagine the magnitude of what his plans are.
Absolutely.
So much bigger than what ours are, bigger than our thoughts can even imagine.
And which is all the more reason, because we don't know, you know, what's coming around the bend. We don't know how God's going to take this particular show and the absolute openness of all of us here sharing our life experience, how it's going to affect others. And it's because we don't know. That's a good thing, because what God wants us to do is thank him in advance before we ever know, or we may never know, how something affects other people. God says to us, praise me before you see it. Thank me before you see the answer. Rejoice before you see your problem worked out. Give thanks to God no matter what. Let the weak say, I am strong. In other words, that song was saying, no matter, and that's found that verse in the book of Joel, no matter how weak you may feel, you're declaring, thank you, Lord, that I'm strong now. I may not feel it yet, but I thank you that you're doing it. Let the sick say, I am well, you know? And when we take an attitude of thanksgiving, we take an attitude of on our feet applauding God, using our password, thank you, you know, with him, even though we're going through a rough time. For instance, Cindy, I'm going to go back to what you started the show talking about, a situation in your family. Okay, when you wake up in the morning, you say, thank you, Lord, that no matter how bad this situation might appear, no matter how bad it felt yesterday or whatever, I thank you that you have the answer and you're going to turn these situations around for my good. Romans 8:28 is a verse that I've quoted on most of these shows, probably 450 shows. I would imagine it's been quoted most of the time. Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So yes, Betty, the death of your grandson, Grayson, the open heart surgery, all the things that you've been going through, Cindy, all the family problems, job issues, all of us, everything that we go through, God says, and we know, audience, listen to this, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Do you love God, dear listener? Do you have a calling on your life? It doesn't mean you have to be a missionary, a pastor, teacher, nothing like that. But you have the calling of God to be his child and do everything he asks you to do. We're going to talk more about this in the second hour. Don't leave us. Call a friend. You have time to call somebody and say, hey, tune into this show. For those of you on Starcom Media who listen to us on Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings and hear these shows, we just welcome every single one of you, and we're glad that we can be a part of that network also, along with the Tan Talk Network. Betty, would you invite people to use our prayer line here? You got about a minute to do that, please.
Oh, yes. One of the the neat things that Beacon of Hope has is a prayer line, and you can send that to bohmglobal@bohmglobal.com, where Pastor Jim and Shell and myself will pick up those prayers. We'll type a prayer specifically for that need.
Yes.
And we encourage you to send those in.
Amen.
And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. We can even, if you don't want to say the need, just put unspoken requests.
Right.
And those will be sent out to the, I forget how many warriors we have, but they will pray and bring those needs to the throne for God to hear. And God is so merciful. He's so loving.
Amen.
And he hears each and every one of those. And we just encourage you to send those in, no matter how big or how small. God hears our prayers.
Amen. And if you want to be on the prayer team, same address,
yes.
prayers@BOHM, that stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries, prayers@BOHMglobal.com. We are global, and this show goes into several countries now. And so wherever you are around this globe, we thank God for you and for you listening and your participation with us. Some of you have asked how you can help financially. You can actually go to our Beacon of Hope Ministries website. That address is easy to remember, bohmglobal.com. www.bohmglobal.com. If you go down, scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, you'll find a tab, Donations. Hit that. And it'll open a PayPal screen, which is safe, and you can give finances that will be used for this show. Okay, so know that. Betty and Cindy are staying with us here as we cross into our second hour. And this time goes so fast, girls. It just does. And it's just always fun. Let's get station ID right here.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF.